that he was in jail, that Parshat Miketz taught. So Parshat Miketz Be'etzem is telling us the same as Chazal, this is the Midrash and Vayimi case. It's the case of these 2 years, and this is the case. And more from that, all of the years that Yosef was in jail, he didn't feel bad. Ki Hashem Imoy. He knew that he's there for the right person. So these 2 years, he knew he's there not for the tikkun, as the goal of Klal Yisrael. Yosef went down to prepare the ground for Klal Yisrael. He was there for his own punishment for a lack of bitachon. And when he became, his 2 years finished, and then Yosef goes out of the body. Chazal say, what was the punishment of Yosef that he stayed extra 2 years in jail? Because he said in the last parasha in the end, in the Tara Mashkin, Kim Tzchartani Itcho, Asher Hitavti Lo, Vosim Lo, Ima Nichesed, Vihizkartani El Paro. Ki Tzchartani Vihizkartani. It's twice. And connected that, says, Vilezohar Tara Mashkin Et Yosef Vishkocheyu. So Rashi says, Vizokha boy beyoy, Vishkechayu le'achar zman. Chazal tell us, before she say, Vizokha naturally, what he had to do, and not only that, Hashem made the shibach. Not only that it was not in his head to do the Akalos HaTorim to help Yosef out, Hashem made it that he just didn't remember. They say over a famous maizah, Reb Chaim, Chazal say, Zokha Tzchartani, he said it twice, and he sat 2 years in jail. So Reb Chaim met with Reb Shimon, and he asked Reb Shimon, what would be this when they say over? I don't know if it's true, but this is what they say over. Reb Chaim asked Reb Shimon, what would be if Paul, Yosef would say Saramashki, the Saramashki once, the Saramashki. So Reb Shimon told him he was in jail 1 year. Reb Chaim told him he would not sit in jail at all. And the Chiyu Mishtat, there's no Taina on Yosef. Then he did Mishtar. Although Zohar Tzchartani was more than Mishtar. So then he sat 2 years of time. Time said, Avadi Yosef was allowed to do Mishtar. Although Zohar Tzchartani, this really is opposite of Mishtar. This really more than Mishtar. It's a lack of Bitochen. It's a Chisohon of Bitochen. But when it's a Chisohon of Bitochen, then Yosef stayed in the boy for 2 years. The Shvet is over, B'Shem. Rebele Lepian, Rebele Lepian will say, Alem Ol, B'Shem, in Chazitzu. Our Chazitzu, the Kelem was sick. This is the way the Nusach, Rebele Lepian will say it. He would go to a Shvach doctor. He would call it a Falish doctor. He didn't want to go to the professor. A Falish doctor. He said, I want to be able to be Shtadlis and not to be able to be talk. Go to the guy that studied it for 5 years. And the first doctor, the Ishtabas is enough. So Simcha Zisrael would go to the Shvacha doctor. This is the place where Zisrael went to the Shvacha doctor. The Shvacha doctor. Every person has to be in his own level anyway, yeah? I'm not saying now every person will start to go to the Shvacha doctor. This has to know the Chiyum Ishtabas and Ishtabas. The rest of the city, the other end of the Yosef had to stay back in Mitzrayim for 2 years. Then Pauli has a dream. And he has two dreams. The first dream is 7 cows, and after that, another 7 10 cows, Shmacha cows, then Sheva Shibayim, Oilet Briyas, then Sheva Shibayim, Shdufis Chavi Mayim Achreya. ראי בבקר ותיפוי ברוך הוא ראי פה את כל חרטום עם ישראל בספר המומר ואין פה איסר או איסר לפארוי ואין עושה רבש עם הפארוי את חרטוי אני מאסתי ליום and he take על יויסף in the boy and יויסף comes out of the boy and he says the 7 cows, 7 years the 7 cows, 7 years good years, bad years and they will eat up these cows they don't give up kirbeim shibayim, 7 years, 7 years good years, bad years but they don't Whatever was a Yosef, Givaldi. And the question is, what the Chartumim answer? Chazal said, the Chartumim said, 7 good cows, 7 good daughters. 7 shvachi cows, 7 bad daughters. Good looking, bad looking. 7 countries, 7 good. You'll capture 7 countries, you'll lose 7 countries. everyone chav. It means doesn't count. It means seven and seven. And no one thought of this brilliant idea of Yaitz. Question is the most simple idea. Shema Tois, Lois Be'ochum, the eating of the food. Seven cows, seven bad cows, Shiboyim, and it's about food. Country, border, wife. Nishke Chaltumim. Number seven, you know what? Hashem took out the Seichel from the Chaltumim. Yosef came, Chalash Givaldi. Any beginner could say, tell them the Chaltumim today are out of business. Yeah? Now, Yosef didn't say something big. This, every place of Chaloim, every simple place of Chaloim, could have such a pitot. Not to be flourished up here. Why the Chaltumim didn't think about this pitoy? I call that Shomai. There's one kash. I'm asking about the kash of the Velvet. Yosef finishes the Chaloim and he says, Pavlin, I just want to tell you, I'm out of jail at the moment, but this, by the way, I'm going to give out an idea for you. Just take some smart, but I don't know how to do it. Collect the food and everything will be taken care of. Well, it doesn't look obviously that he's offering himself, but he told me he's Peter Achaloi. The whole king staff is standing here. The agent gets up and says, by the way, I just wanted to give you advice, you know. Not the place. Then that lady said, actually, what is on the king to kill you? No, no, no. That was the type of person, that lady back there. I think it was Mamish. See through that this is Yosef met, yeah? But I heard this week, I heard it loud in the head of someone, I heard it in Balvik as well. Balvik as well, it's a nice book, I'm from Bob Shiner. Yosef didn't give advice. Yosef said that the advice says in the Chalim. There's one question that the reason the Chaltumim didn't think about Yosef's plan. It says, Yine Shabbat, Yine Nayaoy, Oyloit Sheva Poroit, Yisoyis Mareu Briyoit Vosol. ותראינו באחו והנה שבע פוריס אחרו אוילו את אחריהם רואית מרוית לדפית בוסו ותעמוית לו אצל הפוריס בשפת היר and this פוריס standard near the other פוריס the cow, the שבחי cow they came up and they standard near the good cow, and then the bad cow ate the good cow. Although, for a moment in the dream, the seven cows go up, and then the seven shvach cows go up, but the amoyma is clear. And they said, years is something that comes one after each other. How the seven bad cows are standing near the seven good cows? Did it come up in the dream? Accident. Seven good cows, and then seven bad cows or seven years. In culture, it's not a problem. He wins seven countries here, he loses seven countries here. He has seven daughters, good ones, he has bad ones, he has seven nice wives, he has seven bad wives. Of the years, that only could be one after each other. This is the reason the Chaltumim said this cannot be the answer. Yosef came and said, 7 years, 7 years. They got up and told him, Yosef, I'm a husband to the time when you're in 12 hours. What's the time when you're in 12 hours? There's a time when you're in 12 hours. I'll tell you what is the answer. 7 good years and 7. I'm telling you, Yosef, take the 7 good years, pack them, but it will be there when the 7 bad years come. Put them in the storage. So the 7 good years will meet the bad years. There's a way to do it. There's a way to put the 7 good years to be in the same time that the 7 bad years are there. So this is what Yosef was meramed as inside the Chaloim. But inside the Chaloim is not only the Shevashni HaSeiva and then the 7 bad years, it's the Tamoy Nesleim, they're standing with each other. Thank you. Pasuk says, וישימו לו לבדם ולהם לבדם המיץ ואיך מלבדם כי ראיכו להם מיץ ונאכו לסעיד וכל פקדם היה יאי צבית על בניימי ויאמו לאשר על ביתו עובד האנושים הביתו יחבויך טבח באוכל כי איתי יאיכו האנושים בצוירי יוסף טוב נעשור לבית וצבח טבח ואוכל מה שיצא זה צבח טבח ואוכל כמו אם לצבח טחם ולאוכל אם הוא עושה זה צבח טבח ואוכל פרר להם בית השחית אדום מי פבילה סושור בהם דגימי לשחית זה נגמור לדעה שדמחו לי דף פהי עמוד א' וצבח טבח באוכל, פרר הם בית השחית. כל את שורדם, שורדם דת, ימי השחית, פרר הם בית השחית. תנק דקניכם דוף, אי ארגי מפור שאים רדי אז דקעשם. What helps that he will do לבית השחית? אבל בנכת מצובה אותן איפה מנחת? בנויח את מצור על עבר מן החי ולגמור את זה דנחו לי והויצה גדענו של לפני וגדענו שהיא told him to take out in front of it וצויח טבח ואוכל פרה לו בית השחיתה ושודו בגימי שחיתה לא גדו שחיתה in front of it אבל בגדענו ש you have to be מויצי בפני it והוא יצא גדענו של מפני יאהבת ממוי יצא גדענו של מפני זה שאלה כמו נפשך אם זה אך אולי יית גישך זה לא נצא לשחיתה זה נצא להד את האופן זה שכן ראה את גבל שחיתה and if they have to rely on him so they can rely on him also that he took out the Eber Ben Achai the Gemara says, no The Eber Ben Achai you have to be moitzi bifneye. It's prale in Beis HaShchita. So they say, oh, we're gewalt and gewalt in the Beis HaLevi. It's clear about. Say like this. The Be'etem, Abiseinu kimu et kol ha-teir kulu. This is Yosef told Ben Asher. The man, if you give them the Zeles, they will not eat the Zeles. They will not eat the Zeles. The man, you have to make Shchita. You have to make Shchita. You also have to take Eber Ben Achai. Eber Ben Achai benoyach et metzuda. So they don't see that you take out the Eber Ben Achai, they're not allowed to eat it. How they will know that you did shechita? That's the Achim HaKadoshim could feel. They could smell. They have the koyach. So why not? Why have to be moitzi Eber Ben Achai b'fnei? They will smell and they will know if it's good or not. The Torah says, what is the halacha? You can't rely on smell. You have to see. What is not halacha, you can rely on smell. They say over a mice, that was a Noida B'Yuda with the Baal Shem. That, I don't know the Baal Shem. Who Baal Shem? I'm not sure. Well, but they came to an inn. And the B'Yuda was trying to move out of in Blitz it did over every Chumash and Pashas Mikas it did over this wall so the Shail of the food is kosher or not so the big Shail of it the Baal Shem said me mishmek that is good then in the view that sat me the Cheshem for a couple hours it said me mega and in the view that said is a Gemara אמור את הסילו שתשתק אחתי בישראל ואישו מביאו תפשילו לבית המדרש ואין מי שיבו וזה הסילו תהיה שתשתק אחתי בישראל ואישו מביאו תפשילו לבית המדרש ואין מי שיבו Why should you have to read the תפשילו לבית המדרש? tell us that Silas is stuck in the same Israel. So she will bring it to the Roshmei. The nation will know who knows the answer. So the Talibi says, that's the Pshat of this Gemara in Chul. Joseph says to the Nasher, the Achim, even though they could Shmei, if they don't see that it's not Abigid Anoshi in Anoshi, אבל לגבי אביתנו קימוס קלטי כולו, that this is only in Yonim. For the Yonim you can follow the Chavdu Shmei. ולגבי זה שחיתה, you don't have to make the שחיתה. וחוי זה גדע נושא בפני. The gedan noshe you have to be moiti b'fnei, because they can't rely on the smell. This they have to see the mitzvah that you took out the gedan noshe. They have to see the mitzvah that you took out the gedan noshe. Abel, not the gabe what is the inyonim of them avad they could be seimech and the shmet. Chafetz Chaim, Arba will say that it says at the beginning of the parasha. They go to Seder Avodim, and the Achim come back. And you know, Yosef says, "Miraglim atem." Ve'elu Hashem anachnu, v'nachilu Hashem to atnashim v'itzchalnu aleinu v'lo yishamanu. Arkin bo aleinu atom azoy. I was mashgiach in Tosheir. It was 22 years after. Not yesterday. Nothing happened there for 22 years. 22 years, nothing happens to them. And something happens to them, and it's miyad l'cheshen ha-nefesh 22 years ago. Not the pshat. Yeah. We read it, it happens a couple hours later, so it looks like, how about it? You had a suffer, he, one kid died, second kid died. Everyone had a whole story. The Achim was so ready, something happened, aval Hashem im anachnu. Aval Hashem im anachnu. So the Miyad taken himself. They have to remember the time from the day that the Mot Nazach. Vayim u ish elohi wa al Hashem im anachnu al achinu asher ra'inu tzor atnashu v'itzchanu aleinu v'lo yishamanu. Al kin bo aleinu ha'atzor ha'azoy. Then, which is because of Givaldi Gazach, at the end of the parasha, this is the first time when, you know, when he says Meragli Mate. Then, you know, they get back the money inside. They come back, they open the packages and there's money for the chofchet. Vayechidu alochim lemo, ma zo oso elohikim lomu? Who really, money is back, well, who knows, the guy woke up. Ma oso elohikim lomu? Choshnech. Yechad, yeah, I tell you, this is true, okay, sir. All the achim get up and said, we know, we're getting a punishment from Chira Tzitzer. Aber Hashem im anachnu, bizchadu alinu, but they shamanu. Yeah, he says, okay, go back home, we'll see what to do. The Achim Chapach, what is going on? Of two psuki. Vayoyim u ishalochi vol Hashem u anachu aluchinu shiroinu tzorat nafshi mishadu alein. And after that, Vayoyim u ishalochi, and I'll say, Shimu Belevi, yeah? And the same word, Vayoyim u ishalochi, Bush of Kaspi, that's the same book. Ma zo ato shalom? You read the psuki, Pshat Chumash. 2 minutes ago, Bechat Nevatsu. In the spot of 22 years, the Imam is holding come, this is the Dutchua right away. Couple minutes later, they find the money, Ma'osah Hashem Lanu. So I saw that the Asteri says, Yivaldik, says that the Achim says, we did the Shaykh. We didn't do the Mezi. We thought that we were right. My Asteri was a time now. So now Hashem makes that Yosef thinks that we are Meragim. Mido Kineget Mido, Mechuvalet. The money was put inside a package, this is someone trying to get it. We didn't try to get this. This is not Mida Kenegit Mida. It's not Kenegit Mida. When it was Mida Kenegit Mida, and more than that, we were Choshen Yosef Roide. We were Choshen in Meragli, and Moshe B'Malchut. So now we are Nechshon Meragli. Exactly. Mida Kenegit Mida. Meragli, what was it that we killed? We were Choshen him and we killed him, yeah? Hashem makes that we are Nechshonim. The Achim were Mechuvonim, the Mida Kenegit Mida, the Tikva Mamesh, Kipshutai, they knew how to do Kimila Kenegit Mida. The money is the Purim, the Izgegel Aleinu, Lekach Teisonu Leavodin, Ma'adus Oz Hashem Lodu, this didn't fit in the Mida Kenegit Mida that would have a Cheshku. So maybe they asked, Ma'os Hashem Lodu. Oh, Hashem Lodu. But the Chofetz Chaim says, before you go back, the Chofetz Chaim says, in the end, after the Vikuach with Yaakov, So Yaakov says, וכן שקה הייתי לכם רח לפני איש ושילח לכם את אחיכם האחר ואת בניומי ואני כאשר שקלתי, שקלתי וצריכה עם אבי יהיה, he would cry ומוצא יעקב could have said and let the rebellion shall be killed that king Yosef will die till he come back and the story will be over, finish so David that his boy will die and finish he would kill Yosef לא תמחים רעך, מי... יאללה, תשבור לך, הוא עובדו לדעת, השם יאללה בלחם. זה bad guy. השם לא הובד, הוא עושה. Only thinking, יאללה, יעקב אבינו חולים לו בכעס, הוא במקרל. לא להבחינו לחוכם, אפילו להבחינו מבוא. זה גיא, תלים לו כולה. השם אומר, השם, אם הוא די, אם יקרו את המשרד, אין לך יביא, כן? זה רושם. He's trying to kill you, he's trying to kill the שבותי, שאיב תיקו. And what happened, everything has a madrigal, so Chazal say, Kinich Murachmo, Chazal Zogam, that was Kinich Murachmo. Chazal say that it's possible to use Kinich Murachmo. I don't know what was the step that had to be without that. But the words that Yosef cracked you, Kinich Murachmo, we need to look at Murachmo. Yaakov daven and it happened. The person has to be, he's davening Alamot. You never know, Alamot to daven and the positive. And the yes, and the yes, out of the no, of time would cry. Who knows what would happen to Klal Yisrael if Yaakov would not be careful and he would say different words. Different words. He said, Rachmim, this is Mamish, Kinich Miru Rachmo, Kinich Miru Rachmo. The whole time. But the Maharal, the first of all the Maharal, I said Alamo of Purim, but the Maharal says it here. It's to say, a Vutner would say it's Alamo of Purim, but it was the Mishra Ayayim. Chazal, it's a very shver Chazal, I'm not going into Marshal, it's off the Spaneach. It's a big shayla of Yosef and the Achim were the Zirim. The Gemara says that Miyek Shepoash Yosef Me'echot, he never took a haircut, he never al Kipeg Nazir Echot. Chazal Darsha, al Kipeg Nazir Echot, that he kept Nazir, and this is where he got up, he asked him, why did he have here, also there, he was not Megaleach, he was only making the top. As I'll say that, and Rashi brings it down by Essen one time, Rashi brings it down by us. Rashi says, they came to the hotel, everyone got drunk. So Rashi says, "Vayishkeru imoi umiyoyim shemochru loyshosu yayin veloyushosu yayin veloyse ayoyim shosu yayin." Rashi says, "Vayishkeru imoi, the word imoi, umiyoyim shemochru loyshosu yayin vehu loyshosu yayin veloyse ayoyim shosu veloyse ayoyim shosu." The shayla is why they drank. I saw once in one of the Sforim, I think the Choshev said, I forgot the name, he brings out why Yosef did it in Chlal. Well, what was the point? Mishnah had the Achim Lom Zog, and Yosef served the wine, so it was dangerous not to drink. Although Yosef knew that they have a Kabbalah not to drink, and Yosef was masking not to drink. So why to drink today? What was the point of Yosef to drink? Why Yosef drank? Well, he said in a second, why he forced them to drink. But what was the point? Chazal say, Miyoim Sheporash Be'erchov Lo Yishosu Yayin Vehu Lo Yishosu. I'm telling you, Chazal say, it was a good thing. Shabbos, I'm not going out to the water of the Tehrim to make Shabbos have the drink. So we come on the view. And Yosef, they say, Yosef was known as Atche Eres Ochi. The men of the Nazir of Mount Chalem, they also said Atche was Yosef. So Yosef knew that they're not over the Nazir, but they're ready to be pulling. But Shabbos, what was the purpose? The second I was in my house, my house was exactly what was. Oh, what was the purpose? So I saw the Choshev Sefer, he says, Yosef was scared that when they were finding Gavir and Tzad Bin Yomi, they were killed in Yomi. He said, the Noyach is not going to get them. They were killed, he's a hoider. Yosef wanted, not only that, Bin Yomi will say, I didn't do it. Everyone will say, they never did it, it can't be. We were together. We were with Bin Yomi the whole time. It can't be that Bin Yomi packed it. The way they were drunk. Everyone was drunk in the meal. Good point. Well, no one is drunk. Everyone is sitting together and they know they didn't take the gavir. They'll tell you, Yichatot, we know that he did it. You are finished. They didn't come. No one came to Yosef and said, you pushed it in. They said, listen, when we left the room, the money, we don't know what happened. They packed the sack. But the gavir, everyone was there. You know, we were dancing with Binyamin, we were holding his hand. You know, we would never know when and everything began. The whole thing looked the fire shemaiz. The answer is in the middle of the meal was the time that everyone was drunk. No one knows what happened to the meal. Yosef doesn't know what happened. If it is, what happened to you in Gavir? Well, you're not sitting with it, we were drunk. Everyone was drunk. Everyone was drunk. No one knows. I thought of Mechosh Mesayfe. What the Maral says, how do you convince them to drink? The Maral says the Yisoid. A meragel, what do you say of Yain? Yain is Nichlas Yain Yotosay. A Yisrael of the meragel is Echot Bepeh Ve'echot Belech. So, he thinks about his country, but he talks nice. The Yain is Nichlas Yain Yotosay. So the Ma'aral is a Yisrael. A meragel drinks. A meragel never drinks. It's still the meragel to drink. Yosef told them, here's why. You're tired that you're not meragel, I want to see everyone. This is the way Yosef got him to drink. He told them, what do you mean? No, we have a kabbalah, we don't drink. Meragel! So, if a meragel, everyone drinks. Why are you not drinking? And to say that by Yankee Ravina you don't drink, Yosef is menachesh, and he knows that I'm all the drink. So, what do we say? Why are you not drinking? I'll go to be meragel. So, this is the way he forced him to drink. He told him, a meragel drink nish. If you're not drinking, it's a meragel. So Rav Huda Arba was saying, Purim, he says, Chazal say, what is the point of drinking in Purim? Mazin, the Mishnayah is over there. Chazalim. So what is the vote? So Chazal say, that Pshat Matan Teire, the people believe in Kivduni, the source of Rochak Mimen. But even Pshat Matan Teire, they had the Tess of Micho over there, they had all the things. It was Chisol, that the people believe in Kivduni, the people source of Kivduni, believe in Rochak Mimen. Inside the heart was missing a part of the Kabbalah Tateir. Fully, Chodak Yiblu B'meach HaShveirosh, and on the Kabbalah Tateir, and Mitech Alev. So, we drink it for it to show, it's not inside, we're not here. Everything is inside of the Ribbon Shalev. The Kabbalah Tateir of Purim is Echo Bepeh Ve'echo Belev. The Meir of Al Kabbalah Tateir of Purim is Echo Bepeh Ve'echo Belev. The Meir they drink. The show, and the Meir we drink. The show of Akel. The Tila Libi Shami. Hoda kiblu, but today the shveid, I was a chisaron, kabbalat ha-teir b'leib sholem. He was hoda kiblu b'meach ha-shveidash, so we kabbalat b'leib sholem. But the son of the Foshim, they explain, the Mot Nazach, the Achim come back home, and they don't want to go now. Yaakov says this, they tell Yaakov, we have to go. Yaakov says, no, we kevish. So Reuben goes over and Reuben says, "Eshun hei bonai tomis im lo yavienu elecho. Vayemet lo yeirev ni imochem. Lo yeirev ni imochem. Zog drashi, oma apchon shoytev. Vayemet lo yeirev bonai, vichi bonai ben veloi bonai. Then Shumas Hasmatevim has brought down the Maritchai's asked him, Yevar lo rabbeinu pshuti shel mikro. what Reuven was trying to tell Yaakov, kill my two sons if I don't bring them back. And what Yaakov does is, you kill two of the kids, take me the difference to me. What was the offer from Reuven? And more from that, Reuven had the right to kill two kids. Well, what is the offer? If I don't bring back two, kill my kids. I can kill your kids. Marisai said, it will be written, Pshutei Shal Mikvot, Jews of the Seder. The Seder tells him, Avarich of Pshutei Shal Mikvot. The Seder of the Shal, of the Shal, sits at night with Noch Chazal. He says, Chazir Hashem Seder says that the time of Reuben was that the Esem, I deserve the Pchoyro. I deserve the Pchoyro. And like Yosef in the end really got the Pchoyro. And Yosef had that two of his kids got two shvatim and two nachlis. Reuben was mevater that two of my sons will not get a double nachlis. Right? I will not have two shvatim. Yaakov was the one that couldn't keep shvatim, and the b'chor gets pishtayim. Right? Every one of his kids is a koyach of a shevet, and the b'chor has a double koyach of a shevet. Double koyach of a shevet means that two of the kids become shvatim. He's a double. He has to take double. But maybe in this one he was mevater. Tommy says, "I will call it Tommy." So he brings down the Pesukim of Chazal that Yeshua ben Nun with Kolob ben Yeshua Choyu min Anoshim. Rashi says in Navi Yeshua Choyu Shekiblu Nachlosom. They got a Nachla in El Yisrael. If it is a Nachla in Yoshi Oret, they got a double Nachla. This is called Choyu. Choyu means that they know the Nachla. I mean, the Shtei Bonai Tommy means that they will not get a Nachla. This is what Yaakov told him, B'chor Shoyte. That's why I took it to Chazal. He said, if you can B'chor, when you have to B'chor, at least a Chilam to Yitzur, you don't have it. It's not, you're giving all of them, it's a B'chor Shoyte, B'chor Shoyte, it's not about the Adar Shoyte. B'chor Shoyte. I'm going to B'chor Shoyte. B'chor Shoyte. It's not enough Yomine. So Sada Chavatel is a Shalom, he sits at Zayin Gishmat. There's an uptight. Says Chazal say two din and shvatim. One din and shevet is that they get an achle. And there's another halacha is if you can tell me gemire the lekali yeshav shifte. Rashi says we have a chazoke. Gemira de lekol shiv. It's two halachas. And we have a kabbalah that the shevet in Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. Aaron will be Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. All the 12 shvatim will stay forever. Gemira de lekol shiv. El chazaka that the shevet never finishes in Klal Yisrael. The mele. This is Reuven told me. I have a zchus that two of my kids will be shvatim. The Chassidei says in Maariv Chai that this was the pshutish of mikvah. So it means that my kids will never die. The Haidu that from these two kids will stay shvatim. Reuben said, I'm a vater on them. A shtemur I told me, doesn't mean that you could kill them. Thomas means they will not be shvatim anymore. If they will not be shvatim, if they will not have the koyach of a shevet, this is a pshat. The mele, ain't a chanami, the mele they could die. Thomas, milosh and Thomas, means it's koyach that the shevet has, that the shevet stays forever, that chaylek, that koyach, mishtei bonai tomis, is mevatar that a person is mevatar on that chaylek and that koyach is tomis. This is a person is mevatar. There is not a vatar. He told him, b'chol shayte, like Chazon Seder. You're not a choy, but maybe you don't have this koyach, you don't have this chus. So why you don't have this koyach, you don't have this chus? And maybe ain't a chanami. Now, the Mephoshim say, the Matnazach, the Mabim says the Yesoid. Mabim, all the parshas that we're going to learn now, the Mabim learns I will look at your puzzle, but I'm sure all of you have Shver Alevot. Yosef asks the brothers the whole time, Lomar Moisel Ayis, we have a father, Avichum Chai. The whole time. And they're going back and forth the whole time with the Parsha and Yaakov Avinu. Then, Parsha Vayigash comes, and Yosef is Mizvad Alecho. Yema Yosef Alecho, Vani Yosef, Ahoyda Vichai. The whole Parsha Mikra, the question is, Yaakov Avinu. The whole story is about Yaakov Avinu. Come and start with Vayigash. How are you, Yosef? And then, Yaakov doesn't believe. Yaakov says, we go over, I offer Gliber Kiloyami. And then he says, oh, Yosef Nichai. Elchen Avalon Nehena. Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim. He comes, he sees Yosef. Yosef comes in front of him. Raisa is called. No, no. Every story, Yosef, a Musa, a Tam, a Chay, Yosef, a Spanecho, he loit cho Chay. What is this Chay? How is it be Chay? Masha Mubichem, a Chay. Then, when you find the whole parashas, the father is Chay, the father is not Chay. And Yosef loses 10 years in his life because of that. Because every time when they answer, they say, after Chahobi, Chazal say, Yosef loses 10 years. Even in the mice, if you count in the Pasha, was he only says five times. The Goyen says, because the main is B'nayim, so you hear the double. And they say the Goyen. Rashi the end says, and then the Yechid, and Yosef lost 10 years because he heard, that's Rashi, and he lost 10 years because he was not Moichet. And the Goyen, our Pasha is only five. Because the man is Benayim and he understands the language is that. Say, Avichai, then it's Mitzvah to Lechov, Aoyle Avichai. Yeah, you come back, my Yopi Giver, Ki Loyamin. Aoyle Avichai, Ki Loyamin. Oh, Yosef is Chai, Yachel and Loyamin. Yosef, I saw you Chai. Now I forgot. So the Malvim explained, the fact that our Parsha goes Duch, Vayigash, and Vayichi, that Yeshoyim b'misosom, tzadikim b'misosom kruim chayim, v'reshoyim b'chayim kruim meisim. Yaakov Avinu went down to live by Lavan. He said a couple of weeks ago in the Chumash, he knew before you go to live by Lavan, you need to go to this Medrash for 10, 22 years to live. On them it's very dangerous. Yosef is 17 years old. And you spent toil over your same. The chances that he's alive are Kimat Golish. We know Chazal said us, we read in the Parsha last week, the most of him near Lebach Aloy. Chazal said he couldn't. And his soil was so strong that he needed the most of him near Lebach Aloy to be hit from the Zoam of Mitzrayim. But Shmo explained by Chove, Shalom, that about it, all of that, and Yosef passed that, was when Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, the Nun Shari Tume, Yosef Kilu broke the Nisoyen in the Haim Adregis, and he opened the way that Klal Yisrael managed to stay Shalom in Mitzrayim. But with Mitzrayim was Nun Shari Tume, we don't know that, they were Mevatim all these Yisroel, we don't have Shaykh of them. Yosef Tzadiko, was in Lassus Malach to Yimoy, Yeshoyim and Kepshutoy, and was all in Nirei Bachaloy. But Yosef, how did he could be a king? Yes, it's high. He was not high. 22 years post in the war, HaKadosh. He's holding in the Madrege. The post would say, Adarech HaMilitze, Vayaretz HaAgolik. Adarech HaMilitze, Egla HaRufo. He has a nice parasha. אבל כפשוט יש על מיקרו. אני אומר, גיברתי. He said, oh, now I know that Yosef is chai. What? Yosef is not skilled, I will come to visit him dear, he's told me he's chai. Yosef will say, I'm the king, father, I'm coming to visit. And I said, no. Everything in the house, the pictures, the house, the Dalton, he's coming down to Saul to visit the father. If he wants me to come to Mitzrayim, and to see his family, to see where he is, it's place Yosef is chai. I'm a fool. And he comes, and he sees, Yosef sees with his eyes, Yosef. ואז זה ויהיה לו עליו יוסף ויהיה לו מוסו הפעם כי לא יצא לך חבר עשית את יורך הוא נותן לו דרכים שלי ינקן את יוסף את חי במצרים אז זה נמל במגונזוך all the parasha the whole time just want to know תסתי החי תסתי החי מהם רפלר תפלט מהספק וסבר תסתי נסתי יוסף, וזה חידוש על יוסף את חי במצרים. זה חידוש על יוסף את חי במצרים. זאת אומרת, זה כפשוט יש יוסף את חי במצרים. הרוי יוסף חי, ויוסף בין בקרויין. זה היה כמו גבול את זה לפרס את הגבול את המצרים. We're holding ערב שבת חניקה. אז תנור. אמרו, טוב, אז בואו. חזר עושה את יובל את חוישך. What is Choshech? Choshech is dark. The Aloha is dark is Moshe and Shabbat, Chush and Moshe and Fasen and the person goes into a room that is dark. So Moshe says, you take out a Chesed, you're even a Boyo. Mix together, you take out a Sefer for tomorrow. You know where it is, the class, but no one knows. You know the fifth one is that, right? You come and you take out. It's Oyech over there, so it's the Mocho. Why it's mixed, long continue. I tomorrow the light everyone says Bereshit Shmoyis Vayikros Mitzvah, but not all of it. All the points of the Tegur of Moshe. It's not called Nick. So let me get into the other place. Choshech means it's not Nick. Everyone is sitting in this place. Not right. All of everyone now in the room here is not Nick. We'll make it dark. You like that, but it looks like Nick. Yomel was a different Golos from all of the Galus. It's not a real Golos. It's not really hard to learn. Nothing is disturbing you. It looks like it is. This is the kind. I'll tell you now, remember that. I want you to remember this last. In 20 years, think of everything that is disturbing you now. Write it down on a piece of paper. I know my father did it once with a group of over 100 people. And in 20 years, they opened it. And not even one of the things that is disturbing you, you will hold it will be a reason that you will not learn and not doubt and not mistake. So, the room is making me sure. Write it down in 20 years you will laugh. You don't have to come to the Shemayim for that. Because this is your. The real goal was Eder, we had asked those to our home, that the trap, because your feet, because your head, you're sick, you have a flu. But the Malchus Yoven is, some Bachan go away for Shabbos, yeah? You make a Rippin on Friday. But because they're not here, we can't learn. Because the Abundant went away, we can't learn. But it looks like it's mixed. The only way to get rid of the choshech is light. Because you have it to the other mode. You want a room full of black, push, stick, the black never goes out. Take back, take out the black, it never goes out. One little match, the black is on the other. The match to take. Prisoning sometimes. Yeah, you will learn Shtarker, it will not disturb you. Don't think it will disturb you and you will manage to learn anyways. The more light it doesn't disturb. This is the craft. It's not hard. The goddess of Yovel is Adimian. Choshech is Adimian. And it's an easy way. You don't have to take everything and set into place. You don't have to mess out it. Everyone is sitting. Everything is normal. The match comes and you don't see the problem exist. But it's a Hashem, when we have it together, the light is hot.